Hey Seth, what did it mean for you? What was going through your mind for that game-winning kick? And was there any nerves or any thought about that tipped extra point that had happened just right before leading into that last kick?
First of all, to God be the glory. I mean, I was really excited, thankful for the opportunity to just go out there and win the game for us. But I kept my composure. I was a little nervous, more excited than anything. But I can keep my composure because I trust the guys around me, Connor, Nick, all my linemen. I was a little upset that I hit a low ball and it got tipped, but you talk about short-term memory, whether it's make or miss. As a kicker, you got to have it and move on to the next kick. So just thankful that I got to go out there and get the opportunity to finish the game for us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Gabe Bach from TexasXact.com has a question for you.
So, Seth, the moment that Buddy jars that ball loose and DeMarvin pounces on it, you know that the opportunity might wind up being there for you. At what point can you walk us through the mental preparation right there on the fly with just a minute or so left to prepare yourself for the opportunity to succeed like you did?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, that's why you play in the SEC, and every weekend you have to be ready for a game winner if it comes down to it. And that's part of the reason why I came to A&M for games like this. So the preparation starts months and months before just today. But as far as going through that kick, it was a lot of fist bumps, a lot of just telling guys that I'm thankful for them, that I love them, like Nick and Connor, and I just have full confidence in them. Just thankful for the opportunity to go out there and kick. I was excited to get another one after that extra point.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Next question is from Zach Taylor from Brian Broadcasting.
Yes, Seth. On that final kick, did you want to kick it from that left hash? Is it one of those situations where you have any input in that at all? Or I guess I'm kind of wondering, I'm surprised that Jimbo didn't elect to maybe run it in the middle of the hashes and make it an even easier kick for you. But I just didn't know if you had any input on that at all.
I do have a little bit of input, but as far as where the ball is, I really don't care where it is. I think my favorite spot to hit it from is probably right middle. We do have something set up just in case it's end of game like that. But as far as that field goal goes, it doesn't really matter. I'm just thankful for the opportunity to go out and hit it.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got one more question for the game winner. John Wilson from KBTX.
Seth, what does this win mean for you guys? I know it's big for you to be able to kick the game winner, but for your whole team to be able to beat number four at home?
It's a huge confidence booster. I mean, we didn't play perfectly, but like Kellen said to us in the locker room after the game, you know, it's only week three. There's a lot more football to be played. There's a lot more opportunities for us to get better. So we're just excited to see where this team will go.